Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a Trump ally at the center of the president's fierce opposition to expanding mail-in voting, is reversing course. DeJoy now says he will suspend operational changes at the U.S. Postal Service until after the presidential election. Here's NPR's Miles Parks.
Mayor
Louis DeJoy says he came to the Postal Service with the goal of implementing significant reforms. But now, those will have to wait. In a statement, he said, quote, "To avoid even the appearance of an impact on election mail, I am suspending these initiatives until after the election is concluded. Specifically, no more removal of mail processing equipment, and overtime for mail carriers will be approved as needed." The Postal Service, DeJoy says, stands ready to deliver whatever volume of election mail it receives this fall. Lawmakers from both parties will surely still have questions, and they'll get to ask DeJoy themselves when he appears before congressional committees this Friday and Monday. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
Many voters were expected to vote by mail to avoid going to the polls in the middle of a pandemic. Well, New York City is stepping up efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus by travelers arriving from COVID-19 hotspots. That includes urging residents to limit travel outside the city. More on that from NPR's Brian Mann.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says maintaining the city's low infection rate means controlling spread from outside. At his daily briefing, he asked locals to delay unnecessary trips to dozens of states where COVID-19 is surging.
I want to urge all New Yorkers at this point to avoid travel to any of the states that are having a particularly bad problem with the coronavirus.
New York City Sheriff Joe Fecito says hotels are now required to collect information on travelers to help enforce a 2-week quarantine rule.
Noncompliance with completing the form or following the quarantine mandate is a crime.
New York City has also created coronavirus checkpoints on major travel corridors. Brian Mann, NPR News.
More than a dozen rockets slammed into Kabul as residents were celebrating Afghanistan's 101st Independence Day. An Interior Ministry spokesman says more than 10 people were wounded, including children. NPR's Zia Hadid has the latest.
Images shared by the Interior Ministry spokesman showed smoke pluming over homes and a car set ablaze on a day when Afghans typically gather in parks to celebrate their independence. Some of the rockets struck near the Green Zone, which houses many embassies and NATO headquarters. Reuters reported that caused some embassies to go into lockdown.
NPR's Dia Hadid. A mutiny is underway in Mali, where the president and vice president reportedly are being held by soldiers in the capital. Earlier in the day, mutinous soldiers detained senior military officers in the garrison town of Kati. The Dow is down 38 points. You're listening to NPR News. A record number of home loans backed by the Federal Housing Administration are delinquent. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that's the latest sign of millions of people struggling through the COVID-19 pandemic.
FHA mortgages are a path to home ownership for many lower-income, minority, and first-time homebuyers, and many are clearly still in financial trouble. The Mortgage Bankers Association says 16% of FHA loans are delinquent. That's the highest level in records going back to 1979. That sounds worse than it is, though, in a way, because Congress allowed homeowners to skip mortgage payments for up to a year if they've been hurt financially during the outbreak. And the vast majority of these homeowners missing payments are in forbearance plans and protected from foreclosure. They're supposed to get affordable repayment plans when they get back on their feet. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Now to the Indian Ocean and site of a massive oil spill along one of the most environmentally cherished coastlines in the world. Mauritius has arrested the captain of the Japanese ship that ran aground last month. The vessel spilled more than 1,000 tons of oil into the island nation's pristine waters of Myborg Lagoon. Environmental groups warn the damage to coral reefs may be irreversible. The Dow is down 42 points at last glance at 27,802. The NASDAQ has risen 80 points or 0.75%. It's at 11,211. And the S&P is up 9 points at 3391. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.